Oh my God. I mean, oh my goodness. I hope many of you who are listening to this just watched the Bills-Chiefs divisional round playoff game. That was freaking amazingly nuts, crazy. Wow. What can you say about that without literally just wanting to use every demonstrative adjective in the world to describe something that was so amazing and unforgettable and beyond comparison to any other game you've probably watched? I mean, we literally witnessed, what, 25 points in the last, what, 4 minutes, they said? 2 minutes of a game, not including overtime? It was freaking crazy. It was crazy. You literally just saw the two best quarterbacks in the game right now. You know, screw the old guy that played last night with his, you know, man bun, long hair, you know, whatever State Farm commercials, discount double check. Those are the two best quarterbacks in the game right now. You watched. Just literally blow after blow. It was a heavyweight fight. That was a title fight. It was a title fight that went to almost like an extra round. And they let these guys stand there toe-to-toe. It was one of those movie scripted fights like Rocky 3 where you have, or Rocky 2, because Rocky 3 was awesome in its own way, where Apollo and Rocky are literally just standing in the middle of the ring and just swinging at each other, not even, you know, blocking, just taking shots after shots because it's so cinematically created. Their chins are stronger than anything and they're just wearing it on the chin, just blow after blow after blow after blow, just going. You literally, Buffalo Bills, I'm listening to Brad Nessler talking on the, telecast at the very end. Like, the Bills are going to have to reevaluate what they did on those last 13 seconds. It's 13 seconds! 13 seconds to get into field goal range. And Mahomes does it. I mean, I don't think you could have thought it was going to go any worse. And he just does it. 13 seconds. I don't know if Tom Brady would be able to do that. Maybe he would. By the way, just sidebar, have you ever seen Tom Brady and Captain America in the same place at the same time? Think about that. Just saying. But, I mean, to say that the Bills are going to have to reevaluate, you know, leaving 13 seconds on the clock. It's like, what? It's 13 seconds. There's no way you would think they would get into field goal range in 13 seconds. Whether they had 3 timeouts or not. Wow. I mean, I need a cigarette. I need to, like, take a nap after watching that game. That was freaking crazy. I haven't been that excited. I, like, literally want to talk to 500 different people all at the same time. And that's why I decided to get out here and talk, because that was so amazing. From the get-go, the Bills came out and they set the tone. And they did what they should have done, is they almost never took the ball out of, you know, Allen's hands. The fact that Davis goes off because Diggs is double covered. Oh, they didn't try to get the ball to Diggs was hilarious. You know, Davis, what, has 4 touchdowns on the night. You know, they just let him run wild because they were so worried about Diggs. And it almost bit Kansas City in the you-know-what. Kansas City comes up with just enough defense here and there to kind of keep Buffalo at bay in the end of the second through the third quarter. You know, Buckner misses a kick, misses an extra point, comes up with that huge kick at the end. Mahomes is running for his life, running for first downs, running all around the field. Literally, if you cannot step away watching this game, that these are the two best quarterbacks in the league, you're insane. You literally need to get your reality and your eyes checked, because I don't understand what you're looking at right now. This is, and ironically, the Chiefs were the only home team to win in the divisional round. All the other visiting team wins on walk-off field goals. And crazy enough, these teams were the only ones to kind of like hang on just enough to, like, you know, get their points, get enough points to move forward. Oh, this is the Chiefs. You know, they have to win it, right? You would think right now they have to be the, I mean, they know they were the favorites, but what can Cincinnati do? You know, what can Cincinnati do right now? Can Cincinnati just hang? You know, they might. You never know. They might. Totally crazy. I'm beyond speechless, but hey, you know what? It's all you can do right now, right? It's all you can do right now. You just gotta kind of just like, just gotta hang on and kind of do your best to breathe, because that's how I feel. If you actually looked at the analysis from the game all the way through and actually looked at how good both teams were playing, it really probably came extremely obvious that it was whoever had the ball last was going to win. And 13 seconds apparently was enough to have the ball last to allow Patrick Mahomes to win. You know, crazy, but so true. They're able to keep going and just fight. I don't understand how people keep doubting Patrick Mahomes. You know, during the season, people were down on him, you know, with everything going on, down on him, down on where he was, down on how the offense was going up and down. You know, you have to, I feel, knowing as much as I can about pro sports and the situation with pro sports, that after a while, realize this is his fourth AFC championship in a row. So the Kansas City has played, if you start counting, doing the math, what, 18, 20 games a year. So this is going on their 40-plus game in 4 years. They're over the regular season. They're over it. They're resting. They're trying to survive and manage. And then the talent is hopefully going to show up. You know, they were able to get the 2 seed, which is actually turning out to be the 1 seed since Tennessee lost. And they're basically just sick of the regular season now. You know, that's how teams do. You know, look at all the teams, you know, to put it towards basketball. You know, where LeBron and the Warriors, they don't need home court advantage because once they get to the playoffs, it doesn't matter for them. They've played so many games, their body is just tired. I think Kansas City is tired of going through the motions. They're tired of the regular season because they know where it really all matters. And it's disturbing because we put so much value on the regular season. We put so much value on teams winning and how they're playing and where they are. But it's crazy to see how they are able just to turn it on. And Buffalo almost got them. And Buffalo, this is like, you know, their mountain. This is the second time they lost to them. Last year they lost them in the AFC title game. This year they lost them in the divisional round. Buffalo's got to climb that mountain. And when they do, they're going to be on top. Josh Allen is that good. That team is still young. They're still going to keep it together. They're still going to fight. You know, you just got to beat the guy. And Mahomes is the guy right now. He's the guy. You know, they still got all these weapons. I hate using the word weapons. All these pieces, all these other players around him that allow him to do what he can do. They have just enough defense, especially on the D-line. The fact that they were able to hold up on the back end with the Honey Badger out is huge because, you know, you hope he can clear concussion protocol, and because Cincinnati can throw the ball. I mean, Burrow will deal against Kansas City, especially because Kansas City's pass rush is hit and miss, and if the Honey Badger is out, that secondary is going to be in trouble with Jamar Chase, Higgins, and Boyd running around out there, and Uzama as the tight end. They're in trouble. I mean, next week's game could be a mirror of this one, except for the experience. You know, Burrow doesn't have the experience yet. But I would not be surprised if it's a shootout early. Would not be surprised if it's a shootout in the first half. Realize that Kansas City, if you heard and watched the broadcast, Kansas City owns the second quarter. They kind of take a quarter to kind of figure out what's going on. In the second quarter, they move and they just take over. You know, wow, I'm coming up for air. Because you're watching it and you watch Buffalo score with a minute, 16 to go. And then Kansas City goes down and scores. And then Buffalo answers. But Kansas City scored with a minute 13 to go, excuse me. And then Buffalo scores with 13 seconds to go. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. See, so much scoring in the last literally 4 minutes, you know, including overtime of the game. You know, you lose track of when they scored. But it was just nuts. I just don't understand how you, if you were not, you know, this is why people love football. This is why people love the NFL. I mean, it's crazy. You know, if you could, I would love to see like ESPN or NFL Films, HBO, someone, if they had, you know, cameras, I would love to see 30 for 30s on these four games this week. If they could do 30 for 30s, 1 hour of what happened, the halftime, the entire breakdown of the entire game, everything, it would be crazy to see what was going on, what happened, especially this last one. But realize every one of these games, what game was not entertaining? I mean, the Tennessee-Cincinnati game was not entertaining in that it was kind of poor football. But you can't tell me you weren't entertained if you were watching it going into the fourth quarter and like, Cincinnati might win this freaking thing. And they did. You know, Tennessee, it's the second time Tennessee's lost as the one seed. Last two times they had the one seed, they actually didn't win their first game. So it's kind of like, you know, it'd be very interesting to, you know, see or understand, you know, hear some background on how all this was created, what the players were thinking, what the coaches were thinking. Those would be some, that might be some great TV right there if they did that. I just can't believe it. I literally need like 85 people to come on to the podcast right now and just ask questions and to talk about this. You know, Remo is not as much of a conversationalist as much as I love him to be, but you know, it's wow. If you actually watch the game, I think you sort of literally not just got goosebumps, but totally just realize how crazy the entire scenario was and how it played out. It was, I mean, Disney movie left and right. It was a total Disney movie. And, you know, both, like, there wasn't a bad guy, though. That's what made it so crazy. It's like, you know, how many fans, I mean, you kind of, if you're a sports fan, you kind of feel for the Bills fans for everything that happened with the four falls from Buffalo. And then now they're back and they might have, you know, the best quarterback in the league. Probably not because the best quarterback in the league won. They're probably the second best quarterback in the league. And they have all these players in the number one defense. And they, you know, they're winning the AFC East now. They can own the AFC East with the Patriots being down. And then you got the Chiefs who kind of had this tough division and they have a great quarterback. And then they're going against other good quarterbacks, especially with Herbert in their division. It's, oh my goodness. You're just watching this game going up and down. And ironically, Buffalo never faltered and they never blinked. You know, after, after the end of the first half and starting in the second half, what Kansas City had the ball for like about 8 minutes consecutive if you add that time up. They only got 3 points after those two drives because Buckner missed the field goal and only got a field goal. And then Buffalo comes out after that field goal and hits the touchdown pass. Like, boom, done. It's like, wow, this really happened. Okay, hold on a second. You know, Buffalo's coming back. I mean, they didn't blink. It's totally crazy. And I'm using the word crazy so much because I don't know what else to say. It's insane. It was so amazing to actually sit and take in these games. You know, I guess we can backtrack a little bit. You know, I'm over Aaron Rodgers. I'm over it. I'm over him. I think many people are. If you're a Packer fan, I'm really sorry because I think your team's about to get a total rebuild and he's either going to retire or move on. And I think he can blame all these other people and blame the organization and blame everyone else. But, you know, I think he really needs to do some, not just reading the room, but some, you know, emotional awareness, personal awareness. You know, who is he? What's going on? What's he adding to the situation? I don't think he has that at all, which is quite disturbing, considering he's quite brilliant, but he's very, you know, standoffish and doesn't really reflect leadership, which is really sad, you know. You know, the Packers were better talent-wise, but they weren't the better team. And I think that reflects on leadership. That reflects on your quarterback. That reflects on Aaron. I don't know if that team plays for him anymore. and you know, you can have all the talent in the world. They're going to be $46 million over the cap. So they're not going to be able to re-sign Devontae. They're not going to be able to sign a bunch of players. You know, Aaron already restructured his deal, and this is the last year of his contract, so he's probably gone. Could be a free agent. I think it was very sad for him and for the Green Bay Packers that he went out that way. And he's very condescending and passive-aggressive. He's probably going to blame a bunch of other people and not take any type of ownership for the loss. And, you know, when you hold the team hostage, as he kind of did, because he's basically going to walk away and they're not trading him, so they're not going to get anything for him, it's very, you know, it's disrespectful to a team and a town that basically really cared about him. And I get it. As I talked about before, you're cheering for Laundry. And as I said, the team and the town, the town cares more about the Packers than Aaron Rodgers does. But there's also a certain identity that the Packers have within the NFL and within that city. And I don't know if he ever embraced that, which is, you know, it reflects on his body language, it reflects on him, it reflects on how he acts. So we'll see what happens with Aaron. I thought Captain America, Tom Brady, was up and down. I think he actually looked old today. I really think he looked old. He looked 44. I shouldn't say old because he and I are the same age. Crazy enough, he's 44 and playing in the NFL. I'm 44 and have a destroyed elbow. But, you know, I digress. He looked old today. You really need to, it showed today, you really need to surround him with the elite, elite talents and missing Godwin and then Antonio Brown freaking out and doing his thing. Gronk kind of being still beat up a little bit and Evans kind of carrying the load. It showed, you know, Fournette showed out, but it really showed that he really needs a lot of help. You know, he's 44 years old, so he's as good as he could be, but he just needs that help at this moment in time. Kind of where they are right now. It was still an exciting game. As a fan of the sport and of the player, I'm hoping Stafford makes it to the Super Bowl. Again, a guy that was stuck in Detroit and kind of had an up and down season. Again, you know, people really are quick to push him aside when he plays poorly, not realizing every quarterback plays poorly, but he can play well. And again, put him in the right system, the right coach, right situation, like anything else. You know, he's really very effective and a very quality quarterback. You know, a lot of these quarterbacks, it's where they go. I mean, look at this year for the rookies. Trevor Lawrence, best talent, terrible organization. Zach Wilson, okay, we're not sure about him. Had a decent year at the end of the year. He's at the Jets. He's probably in trouble. Trey Lance, we don't know about him. He's in San Francisco. Maybe they let Jimmy G go next year and he actually gets the starting nod. Who had the best season? Mac Jones. Where'd he go? Patriots. Stability. And he actually played well in the loss against the Bills. It wasn't his fault. The defense couldn't stop Buffalo at all. He actually played well if you look at his numbers. He had over a 60% completion percentage. He played very well against the Bills. So again, it's where you land. You know, so again, there's going to be a lot of change and turmoil, but I really want to talk about this game. I had to like talk about it to someone. It was seriously crazy. They're both throwing at Allen and Mahomes are throwing with their arm, crazy arm angles. They're throwing all over the place. They're running. It literally was a title fight. It was a title fight, and these two are standing in the ring, swinging, knocking each other out. No one's throwing in the towel. No one's stopping the fight. It literally was whoever had the last blow was the knockout punch. And you knew when Kansas City got the ball, they were scoring a touchdown. They were not going to be conservative and give field goal and give Josh Allen the ball. They were going down to score. It really was reminiscent of the Super Bowl, the 28-3 comeback for the Patriots, where they got the ball in overtime first, and they were going to go down and score a touchdown to win the game. They weren't going to overtime. They were going to end the game. You know, you don't want to give the team the other chance, especially the way Josh Allen was playing. They were going to go score a touchdown. And both defenses were spent from running and chasing, and it's crazy. It literally became a 7-on-7 game, and basically the quarterback that had the ball last won. That's what happened. That was literally the game. It was a 7-on-7, you know, tournament, basically the whole end of the fourth quarter. And the best quarterback, the quarterback that had the ball last won. Totally nuts. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. I had a blast watching it. I literally just was just floored. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I just had to talk about it. On a personal note, my elbow is healing. I'm going to do some PRP therapy probably over the next few weeks. Help the healing process, but I'm basically out for anything serious. Upper body for 3 months. Hey, but you know, it is what it is. Work on some other things. Get some running in. Get some other things back. Other than that, I hope you guys have a great Sunday. I hope you guys enjoy the games. And I will talk to you guys later.